Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hector Lopez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jack Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Ralph Terry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting second. The second baseman, Mike De La Haas. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Kralik. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jack Kralik. And now, play ball. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson takes first base on ball four. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. De La Haas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike De La Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland bunts towards first. Bright fields the ball and throws to Terry covering. Safe. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. De La Haas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. De La Haas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Askew reaches second base with a double. Luplow moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplow scores. Askew scores. Kindle moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kindle moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive towards first. Bright catches it and steps on first to double up Kralik. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0-1 in the game. De La Haz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boyer. Kindle scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland takes first base on ball 4. De La Haz moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-1 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Quebec moves to second. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a line drive into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Askew hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. As Q settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into right field. Laplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 0 for 0 in the game. Kralik hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Haz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Haz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Haz hits a line drive towards third. Boyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards second. De La Haz can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alves settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Kubek moves to second. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into right field. Laplau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkland for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alves hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Alves reaches second base with a double. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 2 in the game. Adcock hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alves scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Bill Kunkel now pitching. Al Laplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laplau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Laplau hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. As Q hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Indians. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kralik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Larry Brown now playing second base. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bright takes first base on ball 4. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. 2 outs. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-2 in the game. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Lynch pinch hits for Bill Kunkel. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Lynch reaches second base with a double. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kubek takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Richardson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lenz moves to third. Kubek moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lenz tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-2, Indians. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Phil Lynn's now playing shortstop. Marshall Bridges now pitching. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew strikes out. 1 out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle takes first base on ball 4. Luplow moves to second. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Kralik hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lopez. Kralik reaches second base with a double. Luplow scores. Kindle goes all the way around to score. It's 11-2, Indians. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-4 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Lopez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kralik moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bridges fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bright hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clete Bowyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Yankees 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alvis is called out on strikes. 1 out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adcock strikes out. 2 outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Askew strikes out. Howard drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Askew out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Jack Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed is 0-for-3 in the game. Reed is called out on strikes. 1 out. Phil Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-3, Indians. Joe Pepitone pinch hits for Marshall Bridges. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Richardson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tresh bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.